You're listening to NewsRamp Environmental and Energy. Today is Thursday morning, March 12th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
A News Breaks, McEwen Inc. reports Q4 full year 2025 results, advances plan to double production by 2030. McEwen Inc. reported strong Q4 and full year 2025 results, aiming to double production by 2030. The company plans to increase gold equivalent ounces, reduce costs, and extend mine life. McEwen anticipates generating $80 million in free cash flow from operations and over $50 million in dividends from the San Jose mine in 2026. Progress is seen in key development assets across Canada, the U.S., Mexico, and Argentina, including the Los Azules copper project.
Charbonne to present at the Hydrogen East Conference and announce the development of a supply hub in the Atlantic market through its subsidiary, Walsh Charbonne Corporation, will be presenting at the Hydrogen East Conference on April 13, 2026, and has announced the development of a supply hub in the Atlantic Canada market through its subsidiary. The Atlantic Hub, operational by June 2026, will provide a reliable supply of hydrogen for industrial users in various sectors. This initiative is part of Charbonne's strategy to establish a network of hydrogen and industrial gas supply hubs across North America. Holly Adams unveils energy plan to lower gas prices and restore American energy independence. Holly Adams, Republican candidate for Ohio's 1st Congressional District, has unveiled a comprehensive energy plan aimed at lowering gas prices for working families and restoring American energy independence. Adams emphasized the importance of reducing reliance on foreign energy sources, especially in light of recent Middle East instability. Her plan includes eliminating the federal gas tax, opening federal lands for energy production, restarting major pipeline projects, and supporting an all-of-the-above American energy strategy.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.